Well, I'm going to start writing quick vocabulary. Here is the first word.
Divest. It's a verb, and it means to deprive or dispossess, especially of property, authority, or title. To undress or strip, especially of clothing, ornament, or equipment, or to rid or free. It's also to take away from a person.
The example of divest. The court's ruling does not divest the family of their ability to use the property. That is divest. It is a verb. To deprive or dispose, especially of property, authority, of title. Rid, free.
So you may know the word vestments, like for clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Or vestir in Spanish, I know, is to clothe.
Oh.
And this word is to, like, de vestir, to take the clothing off.
Ha!
So, there you go.
There you go.
The next word is preternatural. It's an adjective. It means existing outside of nature, exceeding what is natural or regular, or inexplicable by ordinary means, especially psychic.
So, example of preternatural. Spielberg has ridden his preternatural talent to a career that has brought in nearly $10 billion at the box office, around $3 billion more than his nearest competitor. He's the ideal of a Hollywood director. That is preternatural, exceeding what is natural or regular, extraordinary, inexplicable by ordinary means, especially psychic.
In Latin, the word praetor means beyond, and naturum means nature.
There you go.
Beyond nature.
Beyond nature.
The next word is erupt.
Erupt.
And it means to rush in forcibly or violently, to undergo a sudden upsurge in numbers, or to become active or violent, especially suddenly.
Erupt is a synonym.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right. Examples of erupt. Montaigne was attuned to the kind of involuntary memory that would one day fascinate Proust. Those blasts from the past that erupt unexpectedly into the present, perhaps in response to a long-forgotten taste or smell. And that is erupt, to rush in forcibly or violently, to become active or violent, especially suddenly. Erupt.
And the Latin's basically the same thing, just to force your way in, to burst in.
Oh, it's like totally the same.
Not that interesting. Okay, the next word is tincture. It's a noun, and it means a solution of a medicinal substance in an alcoholic solvent, a characteristic quality, a slight admixture, a color or tint, or a heraldic metal. And I have a feeling the Latin is going to be a solution of medicinal substance in an alcoholic solvent.
So, yeah, I feel like this is like 1800s. Stuff like you always hear about that, like in the Wild Wild West, the doctors like preparing a tincture for them. So yeah. So all right. Examples of tincture. You can find turmeric in powder, culinary spice from in its whole root form, as well as in a tincture, tablets, and capsules. A solution of medicinal substance in an alcoholic solvent. And a color, tint, and a heraldic metal, color, or fur. It's tincture.
Now. Man, so when I think of this word, I think of color or tint.
Really?
Not those other definitions.
Really?
But,
so what's your exposure to it that you think of it that way?
I don't know.
Oh.
But the Latin is, it means to die.
Oh.
So, okay, the next one is anthropomorphic. It's an adjective and it means described or thought of as having a human form or human attributes. Or ascribing human characteristics to non-human things.
I feel like as a writers, we come across this one or use this one a lot. examples of anthropomorphic. This animated comedy about a depressed horse living among other anthropomorphic animals in a version of Hollywood somehow explores the depths of human emotion in a way that few other shows do. And that is anthropomorphic, described or thought of as having a human form or human attributes, ascribing human characteristics to non-human things. So if you've ever seen, like, the Disney animated movies with animals, anthropomorphic. Yeah, like, that's Disney style.
For some reason, I think of the Chronicles of Narnia when I hear the word, but maybe I just had to introduce that way for some reason.
Maybe.
So anthropo means human. Morphic is like...
changed.
Mutating. So like mutating into a human.
Mutating into a human. So yeah. We're off there. All right. That's it for quick vocabulary. You will have your poem after this.
This is W.B. Yeats. No second Troy. Why should I blame her that she filled my days with misery, or that she would of late have taught to ignorant men most violent ways, or hurled the little streets upon the great? Had they but courage equal to desire, what could have made her peaceful with a mind that noblest made simple as a fire? With beauty like a tightened bow, a kind that is not natural in an age like this, being high and solitary and most stern, why, what could she have done, being what she is? Was there another Troy for her to burn? And that's it for our quick vocabulary and poetry. And thanks for listening.